premiere there, I was going to have to tell him to stop looking down in his pants. We're trying to do a show here.
I think I got him. Oh.
Good.
I'm like a ninja.
You are a bad son of a bitch, let me tell you.
I'm like a Skype ninja.
Man, yes. I tell you what, one day when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you.
Why would you aspire to be either of
I'm going to talk Yankee and everything.
Very true.
Damn.
And you're going to spell y'all correctly?
Fuck no. Hey.
You're like a PhD student. You should know how to fucking spell y'all.
Okay? Y-A apostrophe fucking L-L.
That's exactly what your avatar says in the Skype chat.
Yeah, right all.
Wait a minute. Did you just say Y-A apostrophe A-L-L?
No. Yes. I did not. I said Y-A.
The same number of characters as you all. You've accomplished nothing with your contraction.
Yeah, all.
No, it's...
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Y-A, yeah, all.
No.
You removed the A, and it's y'all. I hope he's not recording.
I'm recording everything.
Everybody record.
Son of a bitch.
At least we can fucking swear.
That's all right. I've been recording too, guys.
First off, it's y'all.
It's not y'all.
It is y'all.
Okay, first of all, look, if you're recording, I'm going to go ahead and say this shit right now, okay?
Okay.
Because I know you'll probably put it in the show if I don't go ahead and say that shit. There is nothing more funnier to me than listening to a couple goddamn Yankees try to talk Southern. I listen to your show, and I laugh my ass off when you guys are trying to talk Southern.
Oh, come on. You got to admit, Hillbilly God is pretty Southern.
No.
I feel like we nailed that impression.
I think we do. I think
that's 100% accuracy.
I think
right
it's pretty
there.
Accurate. It sounds like Gomer Pyle to me.
What are we, Bobby C., what are we doing wrong?
Yes.
I believe in the last episode I referenced coon dogs. I think that's
you can't just mention coon dogs and pickup trucks and think you're Southern.
But that's all Southern people mention, right?
Tom, I think what we need to do is just we have to speak with like a deep undertone of racism. And if we can do that, then I think we'll be Southern.
No.
Wait, you know what I got to do? I got to get a pop filter for my microphone that has a Confederate flag on it.
That's what it is. No, because I can tell you, I can't remember last time I said the word coon dog. That's not
you
a
just you said it twice
you
so far tonight.
But that's why we got to talk to you dipshits. But it's no, coon dog and pickup truck doesn't make you Southern.
Well, it gets you damn close.
Wait.
Let me tell you about something Southern. Coon dogs?
No. Coon dog is part of Southern because the damn dog that sits out on the front porch with the old man sitting in his damn rocking chair with his shotgun is a coon dog.
No, the hell no, it's not.
The hell it ain't.
The hell it ain't. It ain't no damn coon dog. It's a damn bloodhound and it's a damn basset hound.
It's the same.
You don't use basset hounds to hook damn coon dogs. Must be out your cotton picking mind.
So when we say that dog will hunt, I guess I just assumed that that dog was a coon dog.
No,
but I guess that was an erroneous assumption.
That dog's a beagle.
Beagle?
Jesus Christ.
The fuck is the beagle going to hunt, a snossage?
No. Like, what? Beagles are used to hunt deer.
Yes, we are.
They're
all
used
of
to
our...
hunt deer?
Yeah,
deer,
beagles.
Yes.
You hunt deer with a dog down there?
Yeah, it's like a really tiny little deer.
No.
Wait a minute.
Slow down. What do you... You hunt deer with a dog.
No,
yes.
You run deer with a dog and you kill them with a damn gun.
Well, they're harder to kill when they're running.
No. Look,
the dog sniffs them out.
No, we're working too damn hard trying to explain to a couple damn Yankees like to dog hunt.
I just want to know, what in the hell do they hunt deer with?
They don't. They live in Chicago.
Well, a gun, and yes, they do hunt around here.
Don't.
Yeah, you have a grocery store that I can go to.
They hunt
as opposed to fucking Georgia. Georgia doesn't have those, I don't think.
We have grocery stores.
Do you have electricity running over there or something?
Hold on, I gotta go light my candle. Be right back.
Man, look, do you see how quick Jeremiah switched sides?
No shit.
Y'all can hang up on Jeremiah.
I talk shit about you guys all the time on our show. I guess you just don't pay attention because I give you shit about fucking sweet
what,
tea.
Do you really think I pay attention to you?
Oh, that shit is foul. That sweet tea shit.
That spoon stands straight up.
It's fucking diabetes in a glass.
That is amazing.
Time out. Y'all can't be dissing on my damn sweet tea now.
Oh,
that's just,
y'all
time
done
out.
Got me fired up.
Y'all done got me fired up now.
Power of vehicle on that shit.
I am reasonably convinced that it doesn't even have any tea in it. The water's just brown. and the sugar is there to mask the taste of the water.
I will have you know, sir, that a gallon of sweet tea has 15 tea bags and 2.5 cups of sugar.
2.5 cups? Motherfucking. So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. Jim Baker preparing to go to jail again, this time because of Jade Helm 15.
And this is another Rick Wiles again. And Rick Wiles was a lot of that other clip, too. It's him talking. But yeah, this is, again, more prepper shit from Jim Baker's show where he sells large buckets of foods.
You've got Jade Helm 15, which is underway right now. This massive military exercise in about 10 states where the government is saying, well, we've got our troops practicing for foreign wars. But, you know, I'm not so sure about that. I think they're getting ready for social unrest.
What would fucking point you to that?
Because it plays better into his narrative of paranoia and insanity.
I have to say, I'm kind of super happy that Right Wing Watch is following Jim Baker now.
Oh, he's such a... This guy is awesome. Mm.
Texas... All right, we broke this news on our program. We didn't even know this was going to happen in an interview.
What news?
The news about Jade Helm, Tom. Follow along.
Speculating, Tom. Things. That's not news.
It's fucking news. This guy's fucking newsy, the news hound with his fucking...
I think the government is going to strap fucking laser beams to mourning doves. That's not news. That's me saying crazy shit out loud.
That's tax dollars that I will pay. That's tax dollars I'm excited for right there.
The Texas legislature passed a law. This is law now. They are setting up a Texas gold depository. Texas has like 3/4 of $1 billion worth of gold in storage in New York City, in the vaults in New York City. Texas says, we want our gold back.
Yeah.
Why? See, everybody's trying to get their gold out of New York City right now.
Pause. Hold on. What fucking possible good would it do for Texas? This is fucking retarded on like 3 different levels. Like, so you're Texas, and you have your gold, because if the government fucks you over, you have gold. But if the government fucks you over so bad that the currency is meaningless, do you not think that gold would also be meaningless? It has no inherent value. It's just a shiny
metal.
People
don't understand that at all.
I don't understand. And then you've got your gold in New York, motherfucker, not in Texas. So you can't even get to it. You have to be like, it'd be like someone, like the fucking government's like fucking crashing down around you and the fucking money has lost its value, but somehow people still want gold, but I don't know why, because it wouldn't fucking do anything. Why would it buy a bread?
It'd be really heavy. It's
still, right? It's like just like an inconvenient
dense,
not money money.
Inconvenient non-money.
So, but then you're like, hang on a minute, I gotta go to New York to get it. I'll be right back. Never.
I would so much rather have a whole bucket full of cornmeal than have
you,
gold.
You may as well stockpile fucking potato flakes or whatever that fucking asshole is selling. Look, let's be real. Like, if the United States government collapses to the point where our currency is valueless, it is anarchy
and
in the streets. It
so
is
right
fucking...
Because you're just like, who cares that you have gold?
Well, what meaning would that be? Like, I got gold. Could I have a food? It'd be like, I can't eat your gold.
We all have to agree it has value. We all that's what money is. We all agree it has a value. If we don't agree that it has a value, like if I say, well, I would like to buy your bucket of potato flakes. Here's my bar of gold. And you say, I can't use a bar of gold, then your gold is worthless. You can hold open doors with it. You may be able to beat me with it and take my potato flakes, but other than that, it is virtually useless.
It's just a metal. It's like having, like, it's no different than having a fucking kettlebell, right? Like, I've got kettlebells
really heavy
that are made of lead, right? It's a fucking heavy metal thing. It'd be like, I got kettlebells. Can I have your potato flakes? And be like, no, dude.
Because here's the thing. I'm not going to be burning unnecessary calories.
Right, like, I'm not looking for gains, bro. Like,
right now.
I'd get it and run.
Yeah. Jim, this is why Jade Helm 15 is listing Texas as hostile territory.
You hear those people in the audience? They're like, gosh. Nah, nah, nah.
Rabble, rabble.
They're not hostile to the American people. They're hostile to the Federal Reserve.
It's getting deeper.
It's getting deeper. It's getting deeper. We're getting close to a civil war. We're getting close to a civil war. In 2000...
How long are we going to be able to actually even discuss things like this?
Well, I know, gentlemen. I know. It's getting serious.
I've done my time. I really don't want to do any more.
Right.
But I hear the people are laughing at him. They're laughing at him.
They're laughing with him. God, it's awesome. I've done my time. I don't want to do any more. That's great.
Commit any more fucking heinous acts of fucking
fraud.
Embezzlement.
And or rape.
But America,
and I don't want to
but
do
America
anything.
Is not the America
right.
that we once knew as children.
America's not the America that threw me behind jail, behind bars. That is the idyllic times of yesteryear when a man could get thrown behind jail by honest men.
Oh, gosh. That is awesome, man. Absolutely awesome.
Fucking, I love the fucking gold. You know what my favorite thing about the gold hoarding dipshits is?
It must be very good because you sound like you really like them.
I was just listening to a story the other day that gold was up at one point to about $1,600 an ounce, and now it's down to like $1,100 an ounce because, you know, people fucking buy gold when they feel, you know, threatened. It's a psychological boost. It has no, as we talked about, it has no fucking actual value. So people are like, oh, fucking economy sucks. Let's not buy stocks and bonds and whatever. Let's buy gold. And so they buy them gold, but they don't actually buy any gold. They just buy shares in gold. It's a fucking commodity, whatever. So then they don't actually still have any gold. So it's all still just based on, I have a paper. Can I have a gold? Which is no different. But anyway, whatever. So it's like the price has collapsed. Like the price has just, since the economy has improved, the value of gold is way down. So these people fucking were like, well, I bought gold hoping for the apocalypse. And then the apocalypse didn't happen. So now all I bought was a bad investment in worthless metals. You fuckwits.
Did it really go down $500?
It did, yeah.
That's hilarious. Because everybody was saying, like, gold, all it does is go up. All it does
is go up. It doesn't, though. It fluctuates with the psychology of the people. So, like, as uncertainty climbs, the price of gold climbs. And then when times level out and uncertainty begins to level out or decline, then people stop buying gold because they invest in, like, more traditional investments, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. I remember having this conversation at a party once, and somebody was like, yeah, I bought a bunch of gold. I'm like, do you have the gold? And they're like, well, no, I have. But they're like, I bought it. It's a commodity. So, like, I can get. But I'm like, if you don't have the gold, you have the gold so that if shit hits the fan, you have something of value. But if shit hits the fan, you still, all you have is some paperwork.
But I disagree that you even have something of value. But yeah, I understand what their right. mentality was.
Right. Yeah. That was the idea, right? Is that like, well, I have gold. But fucking, you still don't have gold. None of these people actually have the gold.